Dear platform, the famous American poet Wendell Berry reflects that for parents, the only way is hard. We who give life give pain. There is no help. Yet we give pain, give love. By pain we learn the extremity of love. In other words, it may be different in another world, but in this world, all love requires a sacrifice. And with that sacrifice, there is inevitable pain. To reject sacrifice as the condition for the possibility of love is to live an essentially loveless existence. Berry continues his reflection with this insight. Direct of Christ crucified, the only begotten Son sacrificed to flesh. He died and rose, but who does not tremble for his pain and loneliness and the darkness of the sixth hour? Unless we grieve like Mary at his grave, give him up as lost, no Easter morning comes. Dear Bedford, the great mystery of the incarnation is that God so desires communion with us that he allows himself to enter into the saddest and most difficult events of life. God in Christ does not exempt himself from the painful experiences of human existence. The incarnation is a real event that happens in real flesh and blood. It involves real love and therefore very real pain. The implications of death are vast, and saints and theologians have wrapped their brain for centuries exploring all its possibilities. Not only this, but many have been moved, have been so moved by a God who would accept a human nature out of love for his creation. Dear friends, the incarnation demanded the cooperation of human agents to make it possible. If Christ was to be born into our flesh, he would have to have a mother. It is our faith that the Mother of God accepted the gift of the incarnation in a way that was only singular and unique. God in Christ entered into her life with a depth and intimacy that not even those angels tells us, to the throne of God have glory. To the wrongly minded, such proximity to divine power should mean power, privilege, and personal glory. But none of these things were offered, and none could have been accepted. Such was the humility of the one who would be the mother of God. What Mary did accept was the gift of being able to love God as a mother loves her only beloved son. But this would mean, as it does for all mothers, a sacrifice. Such love would engender pain. To give God his flesh from her flesh would mean that God would make his way into her world as vulnerable as we are. His joy would be her joy. But his offense would be her offense as well. She could not protect him from the suffering and death that would be his mission. Dear friends, this is essentially the meaning of the purification of the Blessed Mary, the meaning of the presentation of Jesus, Mary, and Our Lady of It is a dramatic display of the full implication of the incarnation of the woman who loved him most of all the world. We make a mistake that God was present, even If such a presence could not be felt, could not be seen, or offer little in the way of relief or consolation. Each of us will at some point of our lives experience a similar desolation. Like the Mother of God, the events and circumstances of life will offer us not only love, but sorrow. In this moment, the witness of the Mother of Sorrows will demonstrate to us that daily faith is not a mere comfort, a crutch, or a diversion. Faith in Christ does not bring with it exemption from the reality of our existence, but grants us access to the divine life in all things, even suffering and even death. And it is through precisely these experiences that we learn the extremity of true love. We are called to shine in the darkness of the world. So, Mary is a wonderful gift and the intense model of mercy that we are to follow. Amen.